today's gospel, we hear a story about a woman who was annoying a judge through her persistent request for help. In the beginning, the judge was too lazy to assist her, but after some time he decided to give her what she wanted because he had had enough of her complaints. Jesus explained that God is always fair in dealing with his people. He always listens to those who choose to turn to him. We read in the Gospel, "Will not God see justice done to his chosen who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them?" Sometimes God seems to be too slow to answer our requests. However, Jesus encourages us to keep on praying. God's time of action is different from our expectations. Brothers and sisters, in the 21st century, we expect to be served here and now. If we want to buy something, we can immediately go shopping or even use the internet, and our purchases will be delivered to our homes. Siri will answer most of our questions straight away. But God doesn't work like this. He knows the best time to grant us what we need. Let us have total trust in our loving Father, never losing heart. Sooner or later, we will see the results of our prayers. Not only must we be faithful to daily prayer. In today's second reading, St. Paul reminds Timothy to be persistent in proclaiming God's word, refuting error, guiding people's lives, and teaching them to be holy. Announcing the good news of the gospel is a special vocation for all priests. However, because of our baptism, we are all called to spread the good news of Jesus. When we received the first sacrament of the Church, we were offered to God. As we grow in God's grace and knowledge of Scriptures, we become fully equipped and ready for any good work. Moreover, St. Paul says that sharing our faith is our duty. Sometimes people refuse to talk about their faith and don't want to hear the truth of the Gospel. They even criticize those who have the courage to speak about God. Priests are criticized as well, especially when they preach about the necessity of repentance and conversion. But Paul was very clear when he wrote, "Refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience." In our times, people get easily offended when they are corrected. Many disobey God's commandments. People find it hard to follow the official teaching of the Church, even though they call themselves Catholics. So many people don't realize that pride destroys their hearts and minds. Saint Faustina Kowalska wrote in her diary, "Nothing is difficult for the humble." Let us turn to the Lord and humbly present him our requests every single day. Let us have full confidence in him, believing that he will never refuse to grant us what we need. And let us pray that we will not only listen to God's word with open hearts, but also find time to study our faith and to share it with others.